England batter line. This news is big news in the world now.
This is Roger Day reporting Radio England Banner Lines, a feature of the Radio England Department of News and Public Affairs.
The Big Story.
London. Edward Heath today attacked the government on the economic state of the country. He said that they did not have the will to deal with the situation. The opposition leader said that everything is rising except industrial production, and the pound is again being supported by the international banks. London. At a news conference yesterday, the Secretary of the International Transport Federation recommended that the foreign seamen's union should support the strike. The sea strike is in its second month and no immediate signs of a settlement are shown. Vietnam. On a day that celebrates the anniversary of Premier Key's government, B-52 bombers attacked two targets 75 miles northwest of Saigon. One was the Viet Cong propaganda center, Radio Liberation, the other being infiltration routes and base camps. 35-year-old Key issued an anniversary message to the country, calling for unity, declaring that victory over the Viet Cong is near.
You are listening to Radio England News.
Washington. Mr. Richard Helms was today appointed new director of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency by President Johnson. The appointment follows yesterday's resignation of William Rayburn. Mr. Helms is the first professional secret agent to become head of an agency. Washington. At a news conference today, President Johnson said that the communists in Vietnam are hoping to win more by political differences than by military victory. The president said that the U.S. would not divert from their objective. London. Christine Keeler, central figure in a sex scandal that rocked the British government in 1963, is expecting a baby next month. The 24-year-old former playgirl has settled down the life of a country housewife after a marriage that got off to a rocky start. Christine and husband James Livermore, a 25-year-old engineer, separated 3 months after their marriage last October, but her mother said Sunday that they got together again after a couple of months ago and seemed very happy. Christine served a short prison term for perjury after a trial that brought out in the open her affair with former Conservative War Minister John Profumo.
Get the facts first, always, on Radio England News.
Look for partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance of late afternoon showers turning mostly cloudy tonight with rain. High today 72 Fahrenheit with a low tonight of 54. Currently at 69 degrees and a wide and wonderful.